Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, and welcome to the episode I've been dreading to make. But I think it's a really important one, so here we are. We're talking love in this one. Oh yeah, it's Valentine's Day 2021, and to be honest, I don't like this day. To me, it's just a really commercial thing that exploits love and the aesthetics that are commonly linked to it in order to make money. Well, in my opinion, we should rather make sure to show our affection every day in real life, because that counts a lot more than an artificial holiday or whatever. But that's just my opinion. Yeah, and before we jump into the beautiful topic of love, I want to very quickly touch on something else, and that's that I've become really, really relaxed those past months, and it's a very new and very nice feeling. But I'm also noticing that I'm making a lot more mistakes than before, and I don't like that. I don't like when I lack precision. It really, really gets to me, and I can't really shake my perfectionism, I guess. That's just who I am. So one thing that I've noticed is those little tiny mistakes and imprecisions, and I don't know. I'm not really happy with that, so that's definitely something that I'll change. But my goal is really to maintain my level of peace of mind, because I feel really great, while also being a lot more precise in what I do. I think that's just what I wanted to throw in. So yeah, now let's talk love. As if I knew anything about it, but I'll do my very best to share my thoughts on this topic because I think I do have a little bit to say about it. I actually once mentioned that I'm a lifetime single and not mad about it, and that is 100% true. But if I'm also being 100% honest, which I always, always am, of course, I had my fair share of insecurities because of that. When I was younger, when I was still in school, I just felt so different from everybody else, and I was really interested in older men. Not like in extremely old men. However, I have to say that the crushes I had on like celebrities and so, they were always like 20 years older than me. Oh yeah, but that's a topic for a different episode. When I was 16, I felt like I needed a man who was about 30 to really match my level of maturity, I guess. Obviously, that was neither possible nor legal, so I totally refrained from that, and I was a single girl in my school years, and that was fine. Then when I graduated and entered student life in uni, I was really focused on my studies. As I've said, I studied two things at the same time. I had a job, I had an internship, whatever. I had a lot of things to do and a lot of things going on, and to be honest, I don't think I was a good friend in that time. I was not a good friend for myself, so I don't think I was a good friend to anyone else. I didn't have the capacity or strength to be really social. I'm an introvert, so I'm not very social by nature, but I was so exhausted on the weekends that I just had to stay at home. I couldn't do anything, pretty much, except for sleep, and obviously I also had uni stuff to do. So I don't think I cared enough about my social life. I didn't really see the point, if I'm being completely honest. I saw my friends in uni and I was really happy about that, but I don't think I had my priorities very straight. You know, my priorities were rather on studying and learning new things and being really good at the goals I had set for myself rather than seeing the value in social interactions. And that has changed, especially in the last year. And I now appreciate socializing a lot more, and I appreciate speaking to other people and actually getting to know others on a deeper level. So if we're friends in real life, just know that I appreciate you, and I'm so, so happy to know you and to have you as part of my life. But I also think I had to go through all of that to kind of get very clear on who I am and what I want. And today, that's 100% the case. I know exactly what I want and what I don't. And I also know very exactly what I want in a man. And yes, I have a list, obviously. I also mentioned that I make lists for everything. So of course, I also have a list. I have an entire page full of qualities that I want in a man. you know, I'm not the type of person who expects something from somebody else that I can't deliver myself. So this list is not just about the qualities I expect in somebody else. It's even more so about the qualities that I want to have, all the things that I always try to be myself. Because how could I ever expect somebody else to be anything if I can't live up to my own expectations? So instead of focusing on somebody else, I'm just trying to be the ideal partner, basically. Even though I'm single, I'm trying to be the type of person that would be a really amazing partner. And I think my list is also a testament to the fact that I've really shifted from superficial qualities like looks and, you know, kind of hair color, eye color, whatever, to inner qualities, because that whole page is entirely filled with inner qualities that are important to me. And yes, there's a second one, contains like 10 points that are more focused on physical appearance. You know, on that list, there are things like, I would like my partner to have a beautiful smile and really genuine eyes. And also someone who tries to stay fit, you know, because I think it's really important to take care of yourself. So I guess I've always approached life a little differently from other people. Whenever I did something, I needed to be ready for that before doing it. And I was like that even as a child. It's just who I am. So once I feel like I'm ready for something, I go all in with confidence and 100% commitment. So that's also the case for a relationship. You know, when I settle on someone, and I'll make sure to take my time to get to know somebody before I truly, truly commit. But when I do, I'm committed 100% and more. I think loyalty is one of the most important qualities that a person can have. If you ask me to describe my ideal partner, that's a no-brainer for me. Loyalty is something I just simply expect, because I don't want a relationship, I want a partnership. And to me, that means 100% commitment. But even though I try to be 100% ready before I do something, at the same time, I also know that we will never be completely ready for something. The last step always needs a little leap of faith that pushes you into actually doing something, because only by doing it, you can experience what it's really like. And you learn through that and you grow through that. And that's really important to keep in mind. But since I'm so clear on who I want to be and who I want my ideal partner to be, I'm also not willing to settle for less than that, period. I'm not ready to compromise on the things that I expect in a man. And if that means that I'll stay single for another, I don't know, 5 years, then so be it. But I know that once I meet that man, I'll be so thankful to have him in my life. So I also considered calling this episode Why We Can't Commit to Ourselves. Because even though I might not have practical experience with relationships, I do think I know something about men and people. And I think that one huge problem of especially millennials these days is that we don't know what we want. And we get distracted by the seemingly endless alternatives and possibilities we have. And if you combine those two things, it's a recipe for chaos. And it's a recipe for getting lost. Obviously, it's only my point of view and it's my experience and it is what has worked best for me. But I would say start with yourself, because that's where your control lies. You can never control what somebody else does or how other people react to you or the situations you encounter in your life. You can never control that 100%, but you can always control how you feel about yourself and how you act. So I'd say start with yourself, get very clear on who you are and what you want, and take your time. It doesn't matter how long it will take you, because this, and by that I mean you and your life, and also your partnership and your relationships and so on, those are long-term projects that are aimed at sustainable and long-term satisfaction and authenticity. And that's where the focus should really be. So take your time, don't stress, focus on yourself, and especially be emotionally independent. You can only be a good partner to someone if you don't rely on that person's affection, appreciation, or acceptance. And that sounds very counterintuitive, But the moment you are independent from other people is the moment you step into your full power and potential. It's when you exude a level of confidence that actually makes you irresistible to the right person. Because when you are authentically yourself, you will automatically draw those people to you who match your energy and way of being. And that's why you should always, always, always try to be the most authentic and open you can be. If you want real connection and if you want deep connection, that's the way to go. The clearer and purer you are being yourself, the more you will polarize. The people who don't click with you will leave your life, and the people who vibe with you will enter it very easily. And just yesterday, I was actually texting with a friend, and we also talked about people unfollowing you on social media. And in my opinion, it's the best thing. Why would you want somebody on your account who doesn't get you? I'd rather have a very tight-knit group of true supporters and friends than a mass of indifferent strangers who don't really care about me. And whether we're talking social media or real life, it's literally the same thing. I see social media as social media, and I see the digital sphere as a mere extension of the physical world around me. There's really no difference other than the medium that we're communicating in. But whether we're communicating face to face or uploading pictures or sending out voice messages or texts to somebody, it's still us and we're still who we are. And that's why online dating is a great opportunity to meet people, but you should always aim at using it in a way that is very authentic to you. And you should always aim at presenting yourself in a way that is you. Now that we're talking online dating, I might be planning a little experiment. I took two exams yesterday, and now I have a little bit more time to focus on other things. So I thought I might actually start an online dating experiment. If you want to hear about it, let me know. I may or may not talk about it in the future if you want me to. So yeah, I think to sum this up, authenticity wins. Be yourself. You know, it's that type of advice that people give to you, but it's true. And by being yourself, I don't mean that you should really think that you can't change. That's not what I mean. But what I mean is be authentically yourself right now, the way that you are. Own up to the state of mind and the state of being that you are in at this very moment. I think having a growth mindset is so, so vital and important. Knowing that you can always change and that you can always develop is also super important. Actually trusting in yourself and owning up to your decisions and showing yourself appreciation and showing yourself that you stand behind your decisions, even if they may seem wrong to others or even if others may think you're a little crazy or weird or whatever, that's what's going to make you grow. And that's what's going to ultimately lead to you having the ideal partner by your side. So my advice for this Valentine's Day, whether you are in a relationship or single, or something in between, I don't know. Just be content with your current life, be content with yourself, and be confident and emotionally independent. And to finish off this episode, I didn't have a special intro, so I'm going to have a little bit of a special outro. Let me sing you some Elvis to release you on this beautiful Valentine's Day Eve. Wise man. Self-love.